Blog Talk Radio.
what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Roderick with your host, Tavik Cole. Let's get a deal of Cole, second killer.
Give me a minute, because I'm still finishing. Well, Rawls is coming to an end, so, still one final track. We'll wait for motherfuckers to tune in, call in, whatever the fuck they want to do. Yeah, here we go with Ice Cube. Church.
What up, it's the big boss dog, Snoop D.O. Up in Cheek Eastside LBC. And I'm bothered to the beat of my OG homeboy Ice Cube. And I'm C-walking on the motherfucking concrete.
Yo, with your fucked up, put your cups up. Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg, nigga, what's up? See, he's a gangster, I'm a hustler. Yo, it's either pink, yeah, or it's fuck, yeah.
I'm down with Lil Jon, ain't got to pretend. Crunk juice, nigga, run the club that you in. You scary motherfuckers don't wanna bring the ruckus. You just spend all your time in the club trying to duck us. And if you walk by, nigga, I'ma knock five, nigga. From your ass, you can come try, nigga. In the hood, all the way down south. I ain't Mike Jones, keep my name out your mouth, bitch. We can get it cracking if they get the clicking, clacking. Look at Mr. Jackson, nigga, with no reaction. If you're scared, go to church. We gon' hit you where it hurt. That don't work, we'll put you in the dirt. Cause a whole lot of rappers make a whole lot of noise. Lyrics full of steroids, niggas paranoid. And when you get that blow up, it make you throw up when you realize your favorite rapper ain't got no nothing.
Pistol packing, crip ragging, folio. Who the only nigga in the club with the tulio? You ain't know? Yeah, you did. There it was. There it is. Is that Coolio? No, bitch, let me in. Jibba jabba, snatch it, get at you. Spit at actors and rappers. Hang out with kidnappers and jackers. Make money off crackers.
What?
Can you imagine how I keep shit cracking? It's the big boss dog. I'm back in action. Smash it.
Smash.
I flash with the bling. Pass the supreme. You don't really wanna have a clash with my team. I mix hash with the green. I'm the last. To the kings. If I got a bitch with me, she got ass in them jeans. Rolling through your neighborhood, my Cadillac's so clean. Serving all you suckers, cause you all dope fiends. Just like that dope man, nigga, what's up? You run up with that bullshit, I fuck your ass up.
If you a scared motherfucker, go to church. If you a gutter motherfucker, do your dirt. If you a damn motherfucker, put in work. If you a crazy motherfucker, go berserk. If you a scared motherfucker, go to church.
Chris has been busy trying. I think he's been busy still trying to find all three
Gangsta here with the hot girl.
Yeah. He's determined.
But what's funny is the fact that, you know, he may find one, delete that one. But we got backups up on the soundboard.
That's for a lot of shit.
But I don't really think he'll delete the other one that I uploaded last night because of what I labeled it under.
So where is the gangster here?
I don't know. Maybe he's finding hot girls or fucking his stereo.
Maybe.
Like I said, the one I uploaded last night is now labeled under low key. And we both know if he sees it on low key, he won't delete that.
You hear that, Chris? You're probably hearing this right now.
Nope. I think he died on Facebook. Oh yeah. Funny thing enough, apparently Samantha wants back on my fucking friends list.
What the fuck is that?
Sammy, aka Merp.
Oh god, fuck that. She talks shit on your show every single day, man. What the fuck? Why would you want her back?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, she talks shit about the show every day, and then she wants to be friends on Facebook again.
That makes perfect sense.
That's Chris if he died.
He died like 2 days ago.
Yeah. Promise motherfucker won't because they did. Oh, look. See? Told you he won't stay dead.
Yes, I died because I was taking a shit before he called in.
You know, there's a thing on your phone that's called a mute button. You can call in, put it on mute, and then walk away and go take a shit.
I thought I'd just do it before I called in.
Or you could have did it, you know, during the Kane versus Ryback match.
I thought I'd watch that match and then do it.
Yeah. He's a Ryback fan now.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about Ryback.
Bullshit.
I just like watching him ditch when the Shield was going after Cena.
In other words, you're a Ryback fan.
Now, in other words, I'm a Shield fan.
I would just like to say the Usos are a much better tag team than the Shield.
Agreed.
So I don't understand why don't they give them opportunities. They just put them in the dark.
Yeah, pretty much.
Put the Shield on everything like anybody gives a shit. Look at these guys. They can punch and kick people for 3 hours. Woo!
Then again, John Cena only knows how to punch and kick people, but then again, he only has 5 moves.
Did you really bring John Cena into this conversation?
Yes, because he only has 5 moves.
Really? John Cena? Talking about tag teams? You bring him in there?
Yeah, he's not a tag team there, Chris.
I think he's never even been in a tag team.
Yes, he has. What are you talking about?
He was tag team champions with Shawn Michaels.
And
was
of
that
course,
like 1 week?
And of course, the Nexus.
Wait, what?
He was not tag team champions with the Nexus.
Yes, he was.
He wasn't one of the champions when they won the tag team champions, and he was part of the group.
Man, technically he wasn't even part of that shitty-ass group.
I mean, hell, when CM Punk was with them, he was actually part of the group.
Oh, that was even worse than the original Nexus.
It really was. They didn't let it die when it should die. That's their problem.
Actually, John Cena is actually a 4-time tag team champion.
Oh, Mr. Wikipedia.
The Miz, he held the WWE Tag Team titles once with The Miz, once with David Otunga, and the World Tag Team title once with Batista and once with Shawn Michaels.
Wait, he was tag champions with Otunga?
Yeah, seriously?
What?
That first how worthless that run was.
This was back when he was a part of the Nexus.
I don't remember them winning the tag titles.
I don't remember
them winning
shit.
Yeah, they won it.
And who did they beat for it?
Shit. I don't remember.
They probably just gave him the belts. Like, who the fuck did they beat?
Let's find out. All the way up to the Nexus.
See how memorable this was.
Exactly. I think people get up. And immediately remember it happening.
The only thing I remember about the Nexus is that they beat everybody up. That's it.
And that Daniel Bryan got kicked off Raw for
Okay, here we go.
One move.
Cena and fellow Nexus member David Otunga defeated Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre to become the tag team championship tag team champion at
Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre.
They were a team.
What the hell?
Why the fuck were they a team?
Was this a SmackDown match?
No. This was at Dragon Rights.
Wow. I don't remember that at all.
It was back in, like, 2010, 2011.
Damn.
But I definitely agree with Ghetto, though, about the fact that the Usos are much better than the Shield.
Although I was impressed by Roman Reigns. He did a suplex.
Yes, he has two moves now. He has the spear and the suplex.
And then they occasionally do the submission holds, but nobody really cares about submission holds.
Yeah, this is true.
I'd much rather see some grapples and whatnot.
But I definitely think, you know, the Usos should definitely get a shot at the tag team titles.
They should have did that a long time ago before they made Kane and Daniel Bryan the champions.
Yeah, I agree, but they didn't do it.
Yeah, instead they formed that gay ass shit, and now they won't take the titles away.
I think instead of, you know, a rematch of the Shield versus Team Hell No at Extreme Rules, we should see Team Hell No versus the Usos for the tag titles.
Although that I do agree with Rod back on Kane not being the same Kane as he used to be, because back in the day Kane used to be the beast, man.
Hell yeah.
I just loved Mark Henry telling Michael Cole to shut up.
Yeah, that was a good moment too.
That was the best moment of Raw.
It really was.
I was like encore. I have to rewind that. Shut up.
But then it was kind of gay when he ripped that dude's belt off.
Well, that was gay. So it was funny. It's like, Cole, shut up.
Like, so what do you think the match is going to be? A whipping match.
Probably will be. But I don't know. I think the best thing is, you know, when Mark Henry told him, Cole, shut up, and then both JBL and fucking Kane both yelled at him to shut up.
That just
that
proves
was the
it.
Best part.
It proves nobody likes that dude, man.
He's the greatest face commentator of the three.
No.
Yeah.
No. I think what would be even funnier is if Josh Matthews told him to shut up.
Josh Matthews. They don't let that dude say anything.
I think he was dead.
He's only on Fridays.
Yeah, which
is
basically
dead.
We just wanted to, you know, Chris Don't Walk.
Or should I say Tuesdays?
Yeah, Tuesdays.
I'm going to go take a bus, and I'm going to play a track.
Thanks. thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
To all my strippers around the world,
turn this one up, y'all.
This your Cutty Buddy.
Y'all know what time it is.
Brought to you in part by Black Gold.
Cut Cal.
So make your money, baby. This one's for you.
Salute.
Yeah, I may not make it rain, but love how you weather the storm. Booty, your legs, and your arms dancing so sexy, you got me
buggin'.
You make me want some
love.
With your hands all on my dick and vip, okay, we go be
buggin'.
You keep it up, and I'ma speak a touch. Your Cutty gon' squeeze your butt. Plus my cousin here's the bouncer, he ain't gon' speak enough. And I ain't in love with you per se, I'm in love with your hustling. The way you tend to break these niggas with art and seduction. That's kudos, get your money, bitch, Supo. 365, used to drive behind it, now you push your legs, coupe Cluedo. Niggas used to play Tracy, but now China rocking new clothes. Louis V, Gucci that, this what you tell them new hoes.
Turn it up if you know how to work that pole. Know how to drop it low, slide it down, touch the flow. Pick them ones up, watch them hit the ground. Don't be ashamed, just play it loud and say, this right here's your anthem, this right here's your anthem, this right here's your anthem. Go and pick them ones up and say, this right here's your anthem, this your fucking anthem. Say, this right here's your anthem, this your fucking anthem.
I love a go-getter who's good with the pole. Tricks in her body is so thick that you're dying to gold tip her. Lie on the floor and do the split gyrating those. Big old cheeks got every other rookie dancer looking so bitter. They call her Diamond, she the kind that got that old nigga tricking off that mortgage money in the back alone with her.
But I ain't mad, girl, go on and get your cash, girl. Shake just what your mama gave to you to make a fast buck.
Presidential.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama,
the kind I'm into,
the kind I'm into.
My baby mama.
My baby mama,
no crazy drama, just know how to make you wanna, and in return I just tell the DJ to turn this song up. Turn it up if you know how to work that pole, know how to drop it low, slide it down, touch the flow, pick them ones up, watch them hit the ground. Don't be ashamed, just play it loud and say, this right here's your anthem, this right here's your anthem, this right here's your anthem. Go and pick them ones up and say, this right here's your anthem, this your fucking anthem. Say, this right here's your anthem, this your fucking anthem.
To every woman stripping, do just what you do. Break these niggas, get that paper, baby, do the fucking fool. If ain't nobody told you, I'ma tell you, you the fucking truth. A man's world, but with a woman's touch, all of us salute. So this right here, your anthem, you feel it, throw your hands up. From the East Coast to the West Coast and everywhere with dancers. If anybody knocking and questioning what you do, tell them we all up in here tipping and stripping, then you should do this.
Turn it up if you know how to work that pole, know how to drop it low, slide it down, touch the flow, pick them ones up, watch them hit the ground. Don't be ashamed, just play it loud and say, this right here's your anthem, this right here's your anthem, this right here's your anthem. Go and pick them ones up and say, this right here's your anthem, this your fucking anthem. Say, this right here's your anthem, this your fucking anthem.
And we're back. Oh yeah, but we go. Our worst nightmare has come to life. Thread 4. Something that we definitely don't need. But I think I'm just going to let her sit on my plug in. I said they're coming out with a Fred 4.
A what?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Fred for?
Fucking cares.
I have no clue what the fuck it even is.
Why do you know that?
Because I saw it up on CSGO game Wikipedia.
Stay off of Wikipedia.
Mr. Wikipedia does it again.
And apparently, also, he's going to be a part of Scooby-Doo.
Good way to ruin that.
Yeah. Definitely is. But,
yeah. Exciting stuff here.
Yeah. Where the fuck's Adam at? I could have sworn he was gonna be here tonight, but I guess not. Maybe he died. Walking 10 hours.
What?
I said maybe Adam died walking from 10 hours.
It is possible that somebody could die from walking 10 hours.
Well, don't forget, he mentioned the fact that, his daughter's like 10 hours away from him, and he was going to walk there.
That doesn't mean he didn't.
I highly doubt he even did it.
I don't know, that fucking nigga's retarded as all hell, so yeah.
I don't think he's that dumb.
Well, it's Adam we're talking about.
Yeah, but if you were that slow, would you walk 10 hours to get somewhere?
No.
Exactly.
Nope. But Adam would.
That's the exact point.
I don't think he would. But anyway.
This is the fact, you don't have a license. Or a car.
And can't vote.
Exactly. All because of the fact he was locked up and shouldn't let him out.
Well, Dawn was locked up, but they let her out.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And now she moves. Now she moves somewhere. Now she moves somewhere. Now she keeps crying about it.
Oh well.
I miss you.
Who gives a shit, Don? Shut the fuck up. Go back to jail.
Yeah, go back to prison. Live there. Never ever get out ever again.
Jeez.
I think we all think that was Don.
I'm under the impression that you don't like her.
See, ghetto, what gave you that idea?
We don't like anybody who's from that Dawn and DeMonica show when it existed, which thankfully that abortion's over with.
That abortion.
That's what the show was.
No, Chris. That show actually made abortion seem fucking smart.
Does that shit still even exist?
Nope.
You should try logging into it.
You said it for the hell of it.
If I remember the fucking password and the fucking username.
Yeah, right. Since that point, they probably changed the fucking password.
Exactly.
Like, haven't got our password. Shit.
Well, I didn't seem to change it when they should have, so. Who knows?
I think it's funny how they changed the only reason they changed the password is because of the fact, I got up on their fucking board and started playing Afro Circus.
Well, that'll do it.
and the even funny thing is, we were on JR at the time.
Exactly. I remember that. That was fun as hell. We're going to play this.
No. Best thing is, if I remember correctly, they were in the middle of an interview, too.
I think so. We fucked the show up.
Yeah, that shit was funny when you invaded it a little bit.
Oh, man, that was fun.
But now there ain't no shows going on besides us.
Exactly. We killed the competition.
Oh. Yeah, we killed the competition and we killed our audience, too. Like, what the fuck? How does that work?
I have no clue.
When you kill the competition, you're supposed to, you know, have a bigger fan base then. No, that didn't happen.
Nope. But hey, you know what? You know, at least we get a free month of JR.
That's great. A whole free month for us to talk to ourselves.
Yeah, hey, Adam, whatever he calls in.
Oh, yeah, and apparently somebody sent the like page a message, and they asked you last night if you could play some Tech N9ne or some Psychopathic Riders. I don't think you ever saw that. So I don't think you played those.
No, because of the fact, you know, I don't really pay attention to the Facebook when I'm on the show.
Because I saw that later on, like after the show. It's like, huh?
Oh, how about this? We'll play it now. Even though they're probably not tuned in.
I don't know, man. This person seems to tune in a few times. We just don't know.
Yeah. So here you go, Psychopathic Riders. Are you a rider?
Hey, yo. This bitch want to know, is she a rider? Are you a rider?
I don't need you all up on my nuts no more. That's what the wrinkles are there for. Recognize. You could never ride with us, you never slide with us, coincide with us. I've been inside your puss so many times it's loopy. I look at you naked, my dick goes droopy. Scoop me? Shit, flat truck rolls on. Use a rider like my name's Malone, dumb bitch.
Hell yeah, I'm a rider.
Yeah.
Weed rolling highliner. Straight up Detroit, 7 Mile East Side.
Yeah.
Do you wanna ride with me? You really ain't a thug, but you tried to be. With your durag loafs and your tattoo tears.
Yeah.
I'm from the old school, I had it hard for years.
That's right.
Psychopathic rider, fool, MOB.
Yeah.
Fofo in this bitch, you wanna fuck with me?
Come on.
Motherfucker, the truck is
black.
I pulled my
Jack.
Gang affiliated and it's like that.
Yeah.
It's all about the whole dang fame and loot. Are you a rider?
Woo.
Can we ride?
Woo, woo.
The truck is
black.
I pulls my
Jack.
Gang affiliated and it's like that.
Yeah.
It's all about the whole dang fame and loot. Are you a rider?
Woo.
Can we ride?
Woo, woo.
I pack big heat cause of these streets. I'm so fed. Rags hanging out my back pocket and one around my forehead. Mac Daddy and the Daddy throwing up the gang signs. From the same clip, and you're throwing up the same signs.
Yeah.
If not, the shit pops. We spit glocks and hit spots. Ignite shell drops, and we bail from cops. Boo, yeah, like in the Chronicles, feeling bionicle. Get high with me, you're rider than can ride with me.
Full clip, psychopathic riders and full clip go together like Homer West in a tether. You better run, tell a friend, your mama, your daddy, your greasy headed granny. They all can't stand me.
Fuck 'em.
Cut my dick, go and seen the funny daughters, netting holes. Blow it out, then I'm out.
No doubt.
Every day that pass, my game gets tighter. Psychopathic style, motherfucker, I'm a rider.
The truck is
black.
I pulls my
Jack.
Gang affiliated and it's like that.
Yeah.
It's all about the whole dang fame and loot. Are you a rider?
Woo.
Can we ride?
Woo-woo.
The truck is
black.
I pulls my
Jack.
Gang affiliated and it's like that.
Yeah.
It's all about the whole dang fame and loot. Are you a rider?
Woo.
Can we ride?
Woo-woo.
Fuck with little Shanghai, get off before I cop my gat and blow your eyebrows off. You invade my space with your mean mugging face. If you feeling froggish, bitch, jump and get a taste. Yo, I keep it in my waistline, thick like a baseline. Pull out my heat, fear and power at the same time.
just got love from the west to the east.
I was born in this fucked up world, right about
yeah.
10 years old, slanging dope by the pound. Out of bounds, no limit to my dirt. Bitch tried to break my heart and got a back hurt. I let you ride if you suck my dick. Can't pull a dick
yeah.
and the rest of the clique. Yeah, you finished?
Yeah.
Cool, no doubt.
Come
now
on.
I put your clothes on and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
The shirt is
black.
I pulls my
yeah.
gang affiliated and it's like that.
Yeah.
It's all about the hoes, dank, fame, and loot. Are you a rider? Can we ride? The truck is
black.
I pulls my
gang.
Gang affiliated and it's like that.
Yeah.
It's all about the hoes, dank, fame, and loot. Are you a rider? Can we ride?
Hey, we're back, and there you go. Whatever the hell your name was that you want, that wanted to hear, Riders or Tech.
Yup.
I mean, you know, I did see somebody up on that page, you know, up on that, you know, like a few minutes, like a few hours ago, that wanted that, but, like, about maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours ago, I was up on the JR Lake page, and I saw that. Shane something, I'm going to just call you Shane, because there ain't no way in hell I'm pronouncing your fucking last name. Yeah, shit, I look for that one.
I'm just saying it was a message. I don't understand why people send messages on like pages, though.
Yeah. No clue.
Yeah.
And just add us, and we'll hit us up that way. Or tune into the show, and be in the chat room, or call in.
Nah, man, apparently a dude is listening.
Must be tuned, must be listening through iTunes or something like that, done.
Is that even possible?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know why they don't just call in, though. They can get their request in. If you get tuned in through iTunes or something like that, you know, you want to request. Just call the fuck in. Makes it so much easier.
That goes to anybody listening right now. You have a request, you know the number. Call in.
Yeah. We're not gonna. I mean, we could always repeat the number, but,
Go ahead, you know, Chris. You're up to bat, man. What's the number?
646-716-8054.
And now you know, Cracker.
Yeah, nigga. We can...
Yeah.
Come on, Havoc. What's your racial slur?
I just said it, spick.
Well, there you go.
You know, I love Brock Lesnar, you know, destroying fucking Triple H's office so much. I decided to go back to that part and overall, just watch it over again.
Why? It wasn't that great.
Oh. But hey, it's funny how, you know, they actually think that Triple H gave a damn.
And how does a sledgehammer break so easily?
That's my question. Yeah, especially on a wooden desk.
Yeah. The thing just snapped in half. Like, what?
Oh, man.
The only funny thing about that part was what Paul Heyman was saying.
Yeah.
His arrogance commentating. That was awesome.
Hey, he's like, you're much prettier than Stephanie.
I was like, he's right, that bitch is pretty and stuff.
He's like, so how's your day going?
Let's all pay tribute to Andre the Giant, who's been dead for 150 years.
Yeah, been dead for 150 years. But that is true, though, man. They really don't have any posters of Brock Lesnar.
Executive office. My client, Brock Lesnar.
And he's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Didn't he debut in, like, 2001, 2002? That time, roughly?
I'm not quite sure exactly, but he's been around for a while, and you'd think he'd be on some type of poster or magazine cover.
Wait a minute. Did I see correctly?
See correctly? What?
No, like, they were getting on the elevator. Like, there's a fucking TV monitor in the elevator.
Yeah.
With, like, smacked on a Raw plane.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just caught that now.
And, I don't know, man. It kind of sounded like he was whistling the fucking Fandango theme song.
It does, actually. You're here again.
Actually, no, he's actually whistling fucking I Dream a Genie.
I don't know. At first, it sounded like fucking Fandango, man. Like,
I'm playing my bet now. Money in the Bank, that dude's winning it.
What?
Who's winning it? Brock Lesnar?
No, Fandango's going to win Money in the Bank ladder match.
Are you sure about that?
That's my bet.
How do you know he's even in it?
I'm taking a guess right now.
Like, he can't even score very high on the dancing. Brodus Clay gave him a 42.
Well, yeah, for fucking North Truth.
For R-Truth. But did you hear Michael Cole? He's like, did Brodus eat the 10? Because he couldn't find the 10 paper.
Brock Lesnar. The boardroom, it's going to be a wonderful place to be when Triple H and Stephanie take over. Where'd everybody go?
This is what I love about Haven. We've been a total asshole.
Hey, good morning.
That's every time he talks.
Pretty much. It's usually funny as hell.
Hey. I don't know, on one of those wrestling pages or something, somebody was commenting saying that, they're at the doctor's or something like that, and then Paul Heyman happened to show up there because they were, you know, there that night.
Nice.
Stephanie, you're much prettier than she is.
I mean, that'd be interesting to meet that dude.
Yeah. You can't go over there, fucking Brock Lesnar just fucking slams the dude down.
Yeah, because that was going to work.
Yeah, apparently not. But I think it's funny how, like, you know, while Brock Lesnar is going into the fucking office, Haven fucking, you know, walks right into him with the camera.
Nobody said they were the brightest bunch.
Definitely not the brightest.
Put it back. You know you'll never even have one chance at a title as long as Triple H is making decisions around here.
Well, then I guess he's never going to get a title shot.
Nope. Well, I mean, you know, unless you count the title that they take out of fucking Triple H's office. That's all beat up with the from the fucking sledgehammer.
Well, if they were going to take that, you think they wouldn't have smashed it?
Yeah, but the funny thing is, they actually did take it. Well, smashed.
I know, that's just stupid.
Well, there goes a laptop.
Yeah, man, he just snapped a fucking laptop in half like it was nothing.
There goes a keyboard.
That's what Chris does to his fucking PlayStation controller. whenever he's trying to kick out of a pin in a submission, he snaps his shit in half.
A one-punch knockout to a computer screen.
Man, he didn't even punch the screen, man. You want to talk about a punch through a screen, man? Watch that video on YouTube. That dude straight up punched right through it.
There we go. He brings the fucking sledgehammer. And there it goes. Yeah, that's a real man uses a sledgehammer.
The world's shittiest sledgehammer.
Yep.
Not the TV, and then he doesn't even break the TV or anything.
No, but he somehow magically brings down the fucking WWE sign that's attached to the fucking wall.
Is he married in the trash?
And the only thing fucking Brock says is, I think we're done, and fucking Heyman leaves the card. I'm a Heyman guy.
That was awesome. I was like, good job.
But what's funny is actually people in the fucking at the WWE in the crowd at fucking Raw, they were actually clapping about that shit too.
Because it was funny.
It was a good segment.
Which is why it's always so ironic that I, Paul Heyman, end up being the voice of reason when it comes to my client.
Voice of reason.
What reason would that be?
The reason to fuck things up.
Pretty much.
Consider just the legal cost of a defense.
Yeah.
I'm always the one that ends up having to discourage Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, you do so well doing with that too, don't you?
Because Triple H decided to hit me with a pedigree on worldwide television.
That was fucking awesome. All I gotta say is that was fucking awesome, the fact that, you know, Heyman got pedigreed. But I think it's even even more funny and more awesome the fact that all three, Jerry King Lawler, Michael Cole, and fucking JBL, all three of them came out of the closet on Raw tonight.
I think the words you were searching for was better.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm just saying the fact that, you know, that all three of them came out of the closet at the same time was fucking amazing.
What are you talking about?
Because of the fact, you know, you had fucking Jerry King Lawler said that you know, Mark Henry came out, you know, to do him, and then Michael Cole came and says the same thing, and then fucking JBL said the same thing that Mark Henry came out to do all three of them.
And I think that's the only thing he's paying attention to because he's working in the meat department. That's their job. That's how we know he's gay.
Oh, man.
I'll be sure, you know, go back to that shit and watch, hey, listen to that play. Like all of them completely come out of the closet.
Man, I don't think anybody paid any attention to that.
Except you, Havoc. You're working in the meat department now.
You gotta get ready, man. You gotta know his meats.
Yeah. He has to start getting gay again.
Is that what they told you, Havoc? You gotta know your meats.
Nope, and actually, Chris, you're wrong. I've actually already started getting paid.
How do you get paid if you're not working there yet?
Get paid for orientation, get paid for the training.
But what's that like? $5?
No, about, I think maybe 8 hours.
Training. What the fuck are you doing?
He's playing with me for 8 hours, apparently.
Training from 8 o'clock, from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. But then again, that's good of the fact, you know, we have to hop on a bus and go up to Bridgeport, and then come back down here.
Yeah, but you didn't answer my question. What the fuck are you being trained to do?
They're gonna teach us, like, you know, like how to stock the meat and shit like that.
How to stock the meat?
Yeah.
Like, okay, this conversation sounds really gay.
Don't you just slap it in like some plastic or whatever?
Nope. It's all prepackaged.
Well, then what the fuck? Just stack it up.
Exactly.
So how hard could that be?
I mean, they get all we have is a fucking dairy department and a fucking meat department. We don't have a deli. There's no floral, and there's no fucking frozen section.
So they're training you to do something very easy.
Exactly.
So put some meat on the shelf.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
And the best thing
I don't know how somebody could screw that up.
I don't know. But I'm pretty sure Adam could.
Adam, you're here.
No.
I'm not.
We don't know where Adam is. And quite frankly, don't care. More or less, when he's down at Florida with his fucking lover, Big Homie.
Big Homie! The man that hates all.
Yeah. So, hates all so much, he don't even call it anymore.
It's because he hates us.
No, I think it's because he destroyed the brick. And can't get it repaired.
For a few of us, it's almost impossible to destroy the brick. If he tries to destroy a brick, you know, I'm pretty sure he's gonna destroy himself.
It's not that hard to destroy a brick.
That's what he
did. You know, bricks aren't indestructible, right?
Yeah. But you know, with Big Homie having one,
But you just told us we can't break a brick.
Yeah, he just did. What the fuck drugs are you on right now?
Don't you lie to us, Havoc.
I wish I was on drugs right now.
Then you'd be telling us stories like Adam.
I think he is.
Like this one time, man, I made this amazing egg, motherfucker, and it was great.
The motherfucker part is awesome. That's the one thing I always think about before. The motherfucker, like that part.
That's because it's a whole ICP type thing, man. He just sticks to saying it a lot, though.
Yeah.
Although I am very disappointed that this Mighty Death Pop tour seems to be a real good tour, and they're not going to come here. So that's some bullshit.
Hell yeah. They're coming to Connecticut. I'm just not going to go because I'll be working.
What do you mean you're not going to go? Wasn't it just there? Or like Massachusetts or some shit?
Yeah, it was in Massachusetts, but it's coming to Connecticut, too.
Yeah, because it was just here, Philly, in Philly, or here. Yeah, I'm not in Philly. It was just in Philly on Friday.
Yeah, I'm first Christian to go. Oh, wait, never mind. You ain't juggalo.
You still should have went, man. It's supposed to be a good show. I mean, they're doing a whole bunch of, like, you know, shit that I never really performed before.
Yeah.
But right, apparently the big thing is they actually performed Prom Queen live, so that's pretty dope.
Hell yeah. I don't think they've ever performed that live.
And then at that show, they even had AMB on it.
Damn. Kind of shocking, but, be play a track and we'll take another puff.
And just take a piss like 20 minutes ago?
Yep.
Oh, see, there's nobody.
See, Chris, now that sub-noise rats. Whatever the fuck you put last night, we don't even know what the fuck that was.
It was something by the Cottonmouth Kings.
Well, it definitely wasn't that.
Well, then, yeah. Somebody mistitled something.
It was all Big Homie's fault.
Yep. It was all the lovely couple of Big Homie and Adam's fault.
Yep.
Man, I think it'd be funny if somebody made a picture and did like that whole little, that fucking gay ass couple shit that people do. Like love.
Really ghetto.
I don't have any pictures of Big Homie.
Oh, yeah, anyway,
I'm sure you can find them.
He's not my friend.
I have no clue who the fuck he even is.
I know somebody that used to date him.
Wanted them up.
That's why she wouldn't call in, because he was on the line that one time. But the thing is, she was from New Mexico.
Oh, fuck.
And he's in Florida.
Yeah.
So, must have been an online thing. What would be your advice to them, Chris?
Since you're the big expert about
it. Never become Mrs. Havoc.
Never become Mrs. Havoc.
You realize, Chris, this is advice to big homie and his girl from, well, ex-girlfriend, whatever the fuck she was, from New Mexico, right?
Well, that's only what I can give right now.
Well, he's worried about you, Havoc.
Apparently. Why, I don't know. And I'm kind of scared. Chris, exactly why are you worried about me?
I'm not.
I think you might
work.
Okay, if I want to give them advice, just don't do that shit. It don't work.
Yeah.
Wow. That's probably the smartest thing you've ever said on here.
And of course, Chris would know because he's the king of it.
That's right. He wears the crown.
Yeah.
And then, does that make you the prince?
or the queen?
Yes, I'm both the king and the prince of it. So I'm training myself on how to do it better.
I don't fuck you be the king and prince of at the same time.
Well, you just said it.
No, you motherfucker. You would be the king. Havoc would be the queen or the prince.
Of course he'd be the female. The bitch.
Okay, so apparently, Chris here is all four then. King, prince, queen, and princess.
How does that work?
That just does not work at all.
So when you die, who the hell would take over?
Okay, fine. Big homie would be Chris's queen.
Now fuck out of here. He's the jester.
Yeah, he's the jester with his lover, Adam.
Adam's just an idiot. Because he never knows what the fuck you're talking about.
Jeez, why are you hating on Adam? What did he do to you, motherfucker?
Because last night he was an idiot, trying to think a fucking album exists, which doesn't clearly exist.
And
we
still kind of want him to find it.
Yeah, so we all want him to find it to prove us wrong, even though we all know it doesn't exist.
Yeah, but I would really love to see him find it.
Exactly.
He'll find somewhere. Either that, or he'll fucking just make up his own.
Make up his own what?
Album. Put like fucking tracks from like, Dark Lotus, maybe like off the old Pink Brother or that he's never heard of, and then it gets called The Lotus Effect.
Ball and draw. Speaking of which, you should play a track off of that CD.
I should.
The fuck is the name of that song, then?
You got In Bloom.
What the hell's the name of that one song? They're like, fuck, dying. Fuck, dying.
Yeah. I forgot, man. I even forgot what the fucking the title was. You got In Bloom, Follow the Leader, Black Sand, Can You Keep a Secret, Heinous, Backwards, Keep Up, Witch Trapped in the Song, Opaque Brotherhood, Hot Poison, Fallen, Trapped Inside, and Withered.
Fallen, Fallen, play Fallen.
All right, let me upload it.
That and the Keep Up.
All right, let me upload both of them.
Those are the dope tracks off SC.
I think the Damian Sandoz singing to, or whatever, the thing about Randy Orton, that was kind of funny as hell.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. I'll give him that.
I was like, what the fuck is he doing? And then when they helped me get on iTunes, I was like, I would actually buy that on iTunes if it was on iTunes.
Man, it probably is.
Yeah, well, it might be.
Everything else is on there. Jesus.
Pretty much.
So, did everybody enjoy AJ's little seductive match?
Hell yeah.
Like, that's really all it was. It was her just, you know, sliding and being all sexual in the ring for like a couple of minutes.
Yeah, until she got beat.
Yeah, and then she lost.
What's even funny is the fact that, you know, she went to go tag in the fucking Bellas, and neither one of them wanted to fucking be tagged in.
So what do you think? On Friday or next week, will you see Jack Swagger versus Big E Langston?
Maybe next week.
If they're not thinking about making it happen, they probably should make it happen.
Yeah, they should. Because that would actually be a good match.
Because I really don't want to see fucking Dolph Ziggler versus Alberto Del Rio again. I'm getting real tired of that shit.
Hey, you know what? Even better matches, because of the fact we both know he'd lose. Zeb Coulter versus Big E Langston. Tables match.
Yes, we all know that Big E Langston will lose that match.
Well, that's not even a fair match.
It really isn't. That's like putting Hornswoggle in a match with Kane.
I see that match ending Hornswoggle on the table and Kane trying to jump off the top rope and then going through the table.
That's a good point.
Hornswoggle winning.
He probably wouldn't win that match.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Then again, you gotta think about this. You know, it wasn't really not much of a fair match, anyways. When when it was fucking that triple threat match with Zeb Coulter, fucking Ricardo Rodriguez, and Big E Langston.
Yeah, but what wasn't fair about that?
Coulter was a favorite to win that match because the only one that doesn't wrestle at all.
Exactly, but you gotta think, fucking Big E Langston, you know. If he really wanted to, could have fucking just destroyed both of them all at once.
Well, he's a robot. He got to do what he's told.
Yeah, apparently. While AJ, you know, jumps into the arms of a referee.
Hey, she can jump in my arms.
Yeah, well, she has to be a slut. She has to do what she's told and be a slut.
Hey, she could be my slut.
She could be anybody's slut.
Except for Christmas.
So what, is he like Michael Cole?
Yes.
Well, at least I don't work in the meat department.
Uh-oh, the meat's coming up.
Oh, God.
Chris? Oh, well, Chris, you don't work at all.
But what he's saying is he doesn't want to play with the meat.
I'll play with all day. That's my job.
No. What he's saying is he wants to play with Adam's meat.
No,
what the fuck?
That's big.
How do you bring
dog.
Adam back into this?
Well, I think you bring Adam back in here. Yeah, I think he wants to be Adam's boyfriend.
Leave Adam alone.
Okay, fine. Chris wants to play with Zeb Coulter's meat.
Nope. Havoc, just because you play with me as your job doesn't mean I want to do that shit.
So awkward.
I'll leave you up to it because that's your job.
Okay. Again, Chris,
you get paid to play with meat.
Hey, Chris,
Hey, Chris, you know, at least I have a job. And I should make money.
And
yeah.
They go to college.
Chris, there's a difference between you and him. He gets he gets money for playing with his meat.
Exactly. And I go to college, which is so different.
Yeah, except Chris, just because you're in college, don't mean shit. Because you know what? You got to work.
Well, yeah, but then again, being in college.
How about if he's a music artist? Does that work?
No.
Damn.
I mean, come on, kid. I mean, go on. The only good track he's actually put out as a music artist is Gangsta Here with the Hot Girls.
Gangsta Who?
At least this track's ready to be played. Nope. Sure, they gotta refresh the soundboard.
Fuck your soundboard.
Yeah, soundboard's a piece of shit. Which is why I'm glad we get a free month. Woo!
Because it's a piece of shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's not something to get excited about.
No, but what is the fact I'll be having my new Dark Loader shirt and my decals.
I heard you wanted to be a gangster like 50 Cent, so I shot you.
No, Chris, I think he was talking to you about that.
I found that picture on Google. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I'll be having my fucking decals by at least Wednesday.
Yay, decals. What, are you going to put them on your bicycle?
Fuck, no. On my fucking window in my room. But you can't even get back on the soundboard.
What?
Can't even get back on the soundboard.
Why the hell not?
Because Blautus being gay.
Because you just called it a piece of shit.
Well, yeah, it is a piece of shit. There we go, I think.
You think?
Yep. Should be refreshed enough now, hopefully. There we go.
Jump, sir. Whatever you do, please do not jump. Yeah, hi, look, there's a guy, and he's on a building, and he looks like he's gonna jump. Yeah, I am on.
Jump!
Why the hell is he telling him to jump?
Jump!
Don't jump.
I don't get this. Fuck sickness of living with this. Never get to forget this. Not even on Christmas. No way to dismiss this. What the fuck is this? They tell me it's all in my head. Why can't I get a witness? Fuck it. I was never meant to be and I'm my own hater. Up the elevator on a rooftop seconds later. Looking over the ledge about to plunge. Take a deep breath in my lungs. Hear the street come.
This is it. My last step. My last walk. My last attempt to reach out, touch the water call. My bones been cut off, the bills is piling up so high. I'm on this edge, I'm only prepared to die. But these nights, glitter and streets beneath my feet. 50 stories below, I can hear a mile of green. It's all okay, just give it another day. They turn the streets as I step off and drift away. I'm the one, drop to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Look up and around, now I'm from outflying.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying. I'm falling, drop to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Look up and around, now I'm from outflying.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying.
You think I'm doing this shit for fun? The second time in a week, but the first was just a practice run. Don't need a gun to end all of my suffering. All I need to do is jump.
legend, these matchbox cars. 50 something levels up, make me hit that concrete hard. Why my man don't work no more? Why my doc quit on me? I'm working second thoughts, pop, you don't wanna see me, obviously. Not waiting for my boss to grow all this concrete and crumble. A gang of motherfuckers saying don't do it, you won't see no trouble. Next thing I know, I heard ass screams, holy fuck. That girl's coming my way mighty fast, cause I just jumped.
I'm falling, drop to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Up and around, now I'm from my flight.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying.
I'm falling, drop to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Up and around, now I'm from my flight.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying.
I'm falling. Death on impact, about to crash.
Fuck dying.
My fingers scratching to the building as I pull up and climb. Feeling more like I'm a spider inside of my mind. Pass the windows up with every story up I go. Take a look inside, people spitting in cubicles. But I'm out here losing it, scaling the brick. The higher up I crawl, the more that I'm feeling sick. Once I get to the top, I can let it all go. As I fall through the air to the sidewalk below.
I'm falling, drop to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Up and around, now I'm from my flight.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying.
I'm falling, drop to the bottom fast. Death on impact, about to crash.
Up and around, now I'm from my flight.
I've been given another chance to live, fuck dying.
And we're back.
Hey, you know what, Gil?
Hey, you know, we actually already have Keep Up on the soundboard.
But at the same time, you want to make it safe, okay? And to do that, that's when it gets...
It's all crystal.
Oh, I found the new Randy Orton theme on YouTube.
You mean voices?
No, the one where they're making fun of it. On Raw tonight.
Is he stalking fucking Damian Sandow?
You're welcome.
No, I just saw it on Facebook.
Yeah. We all know he liked the Damian Sandow page.
Stay off Facebook.
I didn't know he had a fucking page. So I know that like a pro wrestling page is like in the Damian Sandow page.
Yeah, you're still stalking him.
Nope. I leave that to you. Because you want his meat because you work in the meat department.
I definitely don't want Damian Sandow anywhere near me. I'd stab him in the fucking head. This dude really made a fucking remix of that goddamn fucking track. Why would you ever do that?
What the hell are you talking about?
This dude named Sinful. Well, he did a fucking remix to Birthday Sex.
No, God, I fucking hate that song in general.
I do too. That's why I'm saying, why the fuck did you ever make a remix of that shit?
That awkward moment whenever you're walking outside and you turn the corner and your neighbor's blasting that song.
Oh, bud.
Day sex.
It's
bad enough, you know, he labels his fucking influences as Killer C and Hobson.
Well, that sucks.
Well, I mean, other influences, you know, Loon, Tech Dunn, and ICP. Those are the only three good influences that he's actually had. But Killer C's absolutely horrible to have as a fucking influence.
I don't know, man. Killer C ain't that bad.
Nah, he's a bitch.
But you have personal vendetta against him, so that's why you hate him.
Exactly. Really? Did she really fucking share this fucking pic?
Yes.
Well, of course your girlfriend decided to share a pic up on Facebook saying, "Last night I dreamed that I killed all the saggers, all the swaggers, and all their duck-faced girlfriends. It was cold, and I ain't fucking pronouncing that word, saying that word at all."
Well, that was interesting.
You know, that's actually, you know, that's one listener, one caller. I'm actually glad we lost. She's fucking retarded.
No, he's still here.
Oh,
shout
Mandy?
Out to Chris.
Exactly, shout out to me.
Even though I wasn't talking about him, I was talking about his girlfriend, Mandy.
Oh yeah, whatever happened to that chick?
I don't know. Who the hell knows? Who the hell cares either?
I'm not saying I care.
Then who knows who cares?
Although, if she ever fucking called back in, this would be a perfect track to play.
I got a foot in a gutter.
And we're back.
Oh, yeah, advice, never get into a car with Jimmy Uso. That motherfucker can't drive worth shit.
Okay, then.
Because I'm reading on this fucking Wikipedia, it says, on September 29, 2011, Jimmy Uso was arrested and charged with a DUI in Tampa, Florida, after driving the wrong way on a one-way street.
Awesome.
Like, damn! How the fuck you don't read one way?
Oh, I'm a better driver than that.
I would just like to say, I also drove up a one-way street myself. although I didn't care.
Yeah, what the fuck ever happened to Curt Hawkins and Tyler Rux?
Why don't you look it up, Mr. Wikipedia?
Because there's probably nothing about Tyler Rux online. He's a horrible fucking wrestler.
And yeah, you wonder what the hell happened to him.
Oh yeah, because of the fact I'm reading the fucking Usos Wikipedia, and it says right here, the Usos debuted on NXT. They were attacked after their win by another debuting tag team, Curt Hawkins and Tyler Rex. That was the last time you ever heard from those motherfuckers.
Well, you also heard from them when they were with Edge, whenever he was, whatever that whole tag team thing was.
Well, if you're bringing up that, man, you may as well throw that cabal thing in there whenever he brought up TNA and then got fired.
you realize Tyler Rex was not with fucking Edge, right?
What the hell was with that tag team thing with Edge?
Zack Ryder and fucking Curt Hawkins.
Oh, one half was.
Okay, apparently,
yeah. Zack Ryder went from being a nobody to being a nobody.
Yep. Here we go. After being told by SmackDown general manager Booker T to step it up, Hawkins and Rex debuted a stripper gimmick on the August 17th episode of SmackDown while being squashing a jobber tag team. A week later, Rex asked for his release as he intended to retire from wrestling to spend more time with his family. So he and Zodi parted ways on August 21st, thus ending the team. And then Hawkins died. This is probably for the better. Let's see.
About how long does it take iTunes to upload an album that's coming out the day of?
I don't know.
I'm trying to get the new Bloodshot album.
Woohoo!
Woo! you see how excited people were, right?
Exactly. Excited enough to put me to sleep.
Oh, I mean, you know, you're the one who mentioned that one. But I think I should play this track.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's like, it's beautiful how this all started, you know? But, I'm gonna just break this shit down for you real quick. Yeah. Check. Yo. I'm just spitting, living, revealing what I do. Roll with the family. Every time I step up to venues, I gotta pursue. Have deadlines to meet and gotta finish them before the late night creeps. The words I speak over beats never sleep. Nah. Oh, never egotistical, never cliche or stereotypical. From the heart, yeah. Whether it's concept or rhyme, I rub it in, leave you feeling warm all at the same time. Mash it out on your bras, but this ain't Escobar. It's G, baby. Gambling, gambling, show gab nasty. Whatever cheesy alias you wanna call me, you get the point, get the picture, read my lips, catch my gift, your girl was born with a gift, but I'm humble as well, only 5 feet tall, but rising high as hell, with acrylic nails and a white blouse to match, reeking like a weed stash, who would've known, this is what I do, uplift your body and spit man,
that's
what she said, every time you hear me rhyme, from line to line, recognize I'm not trying to be the lyrical champion, just your ordinary MC,
okay.
Let you know music is what I do and breathe, anybody but the stage, foot to the tape. These lyrics are my love and I don't take them lightly. So who's rapping now? Cause nowadays that's new style. But listen to the rappers that influence in these juveniles. How could this happen? It's something so true. But it's been said, so the ongoing saga continues. Let me breathe you a little piece of myself. I'm a nicotine fiend with needs. Don't like my weed with tea. Rather compromise than disagree. Cause I understand the position of your two feet. Forget making enemies, but that's just me. Some cats are difficult. Make sure your senses and enhance your temple. But I'm able to blow your ass back. Cause I'm not trying to be skipping in these raps. Perhaps you should take a second while the record's spinning. What is it that you're saying? Are you bitches banging? Well, whatever it is, I give you the biz. Influence these kids to get your hands up. Do some real hip hop shit. Get them up, uplift your body and spirit. Bump the beat loud so you can hear it. Do the mind every time you hear me rhyme. From line to line, recognize I'm not trying to be the lyrical champion. Just your ordinary MC. Let you know music is what I do and breathe. Anybody but the stage, foot to the tape. Cause these lyrics are my love and I don't take them lightly. Premeditate your death and leave you bleeding where you slept. And if you don't get it now, listen closely when a gun cocks back goes loud. Okay, maybe too much. I'm not that aggressive or really that tough. But if you want a relation, this is my generation. And yo, I'm here to lead it. Less ago than ever, I respect it. But it's time for a new creation. What is it about nation? It's really all I'm saying. I guess the throne's for the taking.
How about the fact that Merp messaged me?
Lucky you.
Yeah, asking, why haven't you accepted my friend request yet?
don't feel like it.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, sucks for her because I don't really get to, folks. I mean, come on.
Like we were saying before, you talk shit about the show and then yet you expect me to add you as a friend.
Yeah, that worked out so well. Get old G's online.
Oh, shut your mouth. Well, here's a fun fact if you didn't see this. Did you know the actress that voiced Ducky in The Land Before Time was shot and killed by her father?
Damn.
Yay!
That girl was 10 years old.
Damn, that's fucking nuts.
And she got killed 2 years after I was alive. But the thing is, I used to call this chick in high school Ducky because she always said, yep, 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 you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then years fucking later, you find out that girl was dead before I even knew what the hell this movie was.
Well, that explains why they keep fucking doing them.
And why is that?
Because she's dead.
I don't get it.
Well, think about it. Think about, like, how many times fucking that movie is on TV.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's, like, a million of them.
Yeah, I know.
But they're not all her, though.
No, but I'm talking about the original.
Yeah, the very first one.
And to be honest, yo, I didn't even realize the fucking very first one came was actually even out in the 80s.
Apparently it was.
Because when I first heard that fucking movie, shit, it must have been like, what, a fucking 1990-something?
Yeah, in the 90s at least, yeah.
But then, come to find out, it was made in the fucking 80s.
Yeah, it's a little nuts.
Hell yeah.
But the thing is, I don't know, what was it? Her dad shot her mom and then her in a murder-suicide.
No, in other words, he pulled a Chris Benoit.
Maybe that's where Chris Benoit saw it.
Yeah, maybe. He was watching Ducky get shot, so he decided to do it himself.
That shit is just crazy, though.
Yeah, it is. The man, we definitely need to keep up with you, then, don't we?
Man, we're years off of this.
Every time our world collides, burning through the fire.
fake prism or not, stay a clone. We bloom five petals of a lotus plant. Keep up, unless you can.
By a course, cross dimensional gateway just for sport. Jump into a mind there once I am inside. Destroy career and life and bounces it unwind. The pain forever lingers on like a stain on the sense of my last friend. Lost to the woe again, born to the next victim. Without a sign, you can search your whole life for someone you'll never find.
Follow us, keep up as we wind in time and spiral up. Under and above water, unfazed by all elements, ice, fire, earth, and air. Our final location, the underground. For tomorrow's resurrection
of the never-ending
Dark Lotus.
Since somebody's in the chat room, I'm closing that bitch out.
Who the hell is Combine and Bloke C?
Apparently, we're doing an interview with three artists on the 31st.
Have you ever heard of these people?
I've heard of Combine. He's not really all that good. And Bloke C, I don't know. I don't have any idea who the fuck he is.
The only thing I figured out is that they're both on one track with Gruesome on it, off his newest CD. And I've heard the track.
Doesn't make them good.
Well, no, I mean, they're all on the one track together, and, I mean, I'm saying I've heard the track. It's not the best track on the album, but it's not the worst either.
Even Chris doesn't like it.
Hey, that's not the best track on the album, but then again, there's only seven songs on the album, so it's hard to, you know what I mean?
You can't even call it an album if it's, like, seven tracks.
Hold up. This picture up here, man, it says, Rose McGowan is hot. But it's not even a picture of her.
Awesome.
Anyway, continue. Go ahead.
But either way, Combine's not the best artist out there. And Bloke C, nobody knows who the fuck he is.
Man, I just read this thing that Nick Rage posted up talking about local artists and shit, how they need to invest more into their product. Otherwise, nobody's going to give a shit, which is very true.
Yeah.
Because he was like, man, 90% of you people sound like shit. Which is very fucking true.
Really is.
I mean, at least I know my shit sounds bad, but these people out there, man, keep pushing their shit. They don't understand that they sound very bad.
Oh, but this is fucking nuts.
And what exactly is nuts?
They got so many fucking shitty us out there who keep pushing that shit.
That's just in Pittsburgh.
Oh. Yeah, but still. Yeah, this bitch is getting deleted off my fucking page.
Oh.
Shay Tudo.
Why is that?
Because she's posted up. I'm watching Eclipse. Why can't I have a cute relationship like Edward and Bella? Fuck you guys.
Okay, yeah, that's a dumb bitch.
Go ahead and leave a comment.
You're a stupid fucking bitch. Fuck off. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, there you go. They're going to make potato chips. Hennessy and Kush, yeah, the day that happens.
What the hell?
The day that happens, every single fucking stoner will be in line to fucking pick that shit up.
Like, maybe they should have went with Hennessy and Kush instead of, what was that, chicken and waffles that taste like fucking B.O.
Yeah. I actually have never had the opportunity to, you know, eat that shit, and I'm glad. So, yeah, I never will.
Yeah, it's better that way.
Hey, you know what? I'll leave Shay up on my fucking page. She's got some nice titties.
Well, that just saved her from being deleted.
And that just saved you from putting that comment on there.
Let's see
what. What the hell is up with all these fat bitches all pregnant and shit nowadays?
I don't know. But, turns out she's also friends with Ghetto G, too.
Yes, life. This is basic Hugonomics. Who's friends with me?
Shay Too Dope.
Shay Too Dope. Is she a black chick?
Not really black.
What the hell, man? This girl lost her dog, and it turns out the dog was locked in her mom's closet.
Oh, fuck.
Chris, why did you put the dog in the fucking closet, man?
That's Havoc. He's the one who's playing with me for his work.
That has absolutely nothing to do with dogs there, Chris.
Well, there is dog meat. People eat that in North Korea. So...
Yeah, except we're in the USA. America. We're not over there with the fucking chinks.
But that's crazy, though, man. This girl's been looking for her dog or whatever, and it was locked in the closet. Don't you think the dog would be, like, barking and shit?
Well, unless they, you know, since it's vocal cords, so that way it can't bark.
I don't know why anybody would do that.
Oh, there's a lot of people, you know, who...
Speaking of which, there was a dog that lives down the street from me, a dog like that. I don't ever see that dog anymore, though.
I'm just saying, you know, like, you know, there are a lot of dog owners out there, you know, who do that with their pit bulls and shit.
I thought you said with their pickles.
I heard that, too. I thought you were going to do that with their pickles and shit.
Yeah, Ghetto, I sent you her link.
Yeah, man, I know who this girl is. Too bad she's too bad she's like 16 or 17. Well, she does got nice titties, though, yes.
Hell yeah. Which is what saved her from being deleted.
Matter of fact, I think she actually voted for your princess picture back in the day.
Wow.
Well, we'll never know since, you know, that face been blocked. And I wouldn't doubt it if, you know, would find been deleted and gone.
What?
You know, fucking Lady Wet or whatever the fuck that crap was. That's just probably gone by now.
No, dude, that's still going on.
Well, I wouldn't know since I blocked it.
I'm just saying, I got some people that are a part of that, and they always post and shit for that.
Yeah, well, like I said, I blocked that fucking shit a long time ago.
What the hell's gonna happen in this video if I click it? Oh, shit!
What the fuck happened?
This bitch just got knocked the fuck out by, like, a cow.
The fuck?
What the fuck? This is what's gonna happen to you, Havoc, if you continue your shit.
Does he ever stop his shit?
No.
That's gonna happen to him.
And then it happened to Chris.
Nope.
Yep.
Sorry, Havoc, I don't do your stupid shit. That's all I
It will happen to Chris if Chris keeps going around saying he's a music artist.
I haven't said that for a long ass time. So, it's not going to happen to me.
Okay, fine. If you keep going around saying, I'm in college! When clearly nobody gives a fuck that you're in college.
This picture's funny as hell. This is something Havoc would do, though.
I'm watching that video.
It's like 17 seconds, man. I'm talking.
But damn, that bitch definitely got knocked the fuck out.
But it was funny because somebody commented on the fact that her sunglasses didn't go off. They stayed on.
That should happen to all the bitches out there that do fucking that. That fucking duck face. Damn, Ghetto, you found Chris.
Here's a picture. It says, you look beautiful. Fuck you. This isn't Tumblr. We need this fucking mirror.
Savior, so far, such hope.
Chris, you'll enjoy this one. If he even fucking looks at it.
I look at everything that's posted. Doesn't mean I let everything show up my wall, but I look at everything at least.
But you'll enjoy this one.
Well, I'm looking at what it is now.
But Ghetto, I will say this, yo, fucking...
The chick that played Rogue in X-Men, she's got some nice titties.
You say that every time you talk about that girl.
That is true.
You say this about every single chick.
Not every chick, then, man.
Okay, 99% of the chicks that you see, you say it about.
No, definitely not 99%. There's only a few out there.
Not all of them.
As many times as they say, this chick has nice titties. It's like, yeah.
Because, you know, even Ghetto will admit, you know, there are definitely a few chicks out there that have some fucking nice titties.
I mean, of course there's some, but it seems like you're talking about every single chick, because you say that about every single chick, basically, on the show.
Chris, you realize I don't know every single chick in the world, right?
I know that. No way you does.
But I'm just saying the fact that, you know, like, if you watch fucking Cabin in the Woods, you get to see her, too. I think it's funny how somebody actually commented on that fucking pic saying Lil Wayne would eat her like breakfast.
What? On one picture?
On the fucking Chewbacca one.
What the hell is Lil Wayne gonna do with that picture?
I have no clue.
Lil Wayne's gay as fuck. Why the hell would he do that?
You know, if you click on that pic, like, you see all these comments on Fap or Nap. And one to cover, two comments says, one says, I'd smash, and one says, Lil Wayne would eat her like breakfast.
Unfortunately, it does.
Here you go. Fan suing Lil Wayne for wasting 20 minutes of his life. What the hell is this big trend nowadays with these electronic cigarettes?
I don't know.
Do you smoke electronic cigarettes, Havoc?
I used to.
What the hell is the point of them?
Stop smoking.
Stop smoking?
Yeah, of course, that's not going to help you quit smoking, right?
Well, it helped me quit, so...
That's because you wanted to quit. Half the motherfuckers that get that shit don't, like, get that shit just because of the fact that, you know, they actually want to smoke indoors, like in a bar or in a restaurant and shit like that.
Well, everybody does different stuff. Some people want to quit when they get it, some people don't, and it is what it is.
Which is why I don't really give a fuck. Don't
why exactly is the flame blue?
No clue.
What exactly are you smoking? A fucking lightsaber?
Probably.
I guess so.
The force is with you.
As you smoke. Yeah, speaking of which, yeah, I saw Carrie Fisher today. I was watching the fucking roast of Roseanne.
Oh, we're talking about Topanga.
No, not Topanga.
Or the chick from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Why the hell was she on there?
Because of the fact she was one of the ones roasting Roseanne.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean they had an interesting day at this time, because of the fact, you know, they keep bringing back fucking Jeff Ross to every single fucking roast. But they had fucking Jane Lynch as the host. They had Seth Green there. Fucking Wayne Brady. Amy Schumer was a part of that. Gilbert Godfrey was a part of that shit. Katie Sagal was a part of that. Fucking some really old bitch that nobody ever fucking remembers. They had some new dude that nobody knows who the fuck he is. I'm pretty sure I do. Ghetto, what the fuck would you do if fucking Roseanne ever became president of the United States?
I don't know. Couldn't be any worse than Obama.
He would start doing the Fandango.
Yeah, I'd be Fandangoing, screaming, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm pretty sure every single fucking Iraqi would definitely pull out of the USA.
What the hell is this video? Is this true? Is Paul London really dead?
I don't know.
Bye. Am I about to be Rickrolled or something?
Well, I saw that Paul London got dropped straight on his head.
Yeah, that's
like coming off the top rope, but I don't really know if he's dead or not.
No,
it's more like it's more like he got kicked in the fucking head.
No, he's still alive.
The dude that did it, he's like, get up. Really? Did you really post this?
That's definitely a show that they should bring back. Roseanne. This is exactly how Ghetto G would, you know, will get his fucking kids ready if he ever has kids.
White trash. When you married John Arnold. Now, Roseanne, it's not your fault for practicing, Tom. You saw with all that white powder on his upper lip. There must be, don't have some.
Oh, man, what are you talking about? I'm going to do what that other dude did with the vacuum cleaner.
That's my exact thought when I saw that. Where's the other vacuum cleaner?
Yeah. This is pretty ghetto, though, right here.
That was awesome that he did that with the vacuum cleaner. Like, how the fuck did he do that? I want to see him do it again.
You know, the funny thing about that is I saw a video like that on America's Funniest Videos and shit.
Tape off their tits.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
I think either me or you should definitely do that one of these days.
Kind of like how Snow the Product was posing about how the show in Cleveland, she was so close to the crowd, somebody actually grabbed her whole ass and shit.
Nice.
Shit, man, I would have too. Shit.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. For over 30 years, Seth Green has been one of Hollywood's top child actors. Speaking of children, Gilbert, God, you look like a tiny Asian kid.
But no, man, for that, the Mayhem Festival, man, the prices aren't that bad for that.
Parties. Is that a rape whistle? Jeff, you look worse
And go figure, fucking Adam Shakes the Clown, that you like that picture I put on your wall there, ghetto.
Well, duh.
Motherfucker seems to like everything. He's like the female version of fucking Boo Bear.
So, if he's a female version of Boo Bear, doesn't that mean he's going to block us all?
Boo Bear has not blocked me.
Surprising.
And, Chris, I don't think you've ever had Boo Bear added to your page.
I got Chris's video.
Which video would that be?
The one that he posted.
Oh, yeah. Gangsta here with the hot girls.
Not that.
Not that. The Randy Orton video of the new theme. Making fun of it by putting the whole beat to it.
Here you go, Heavy. Here's a video for you. If you don't speak Spanish and you want to, you should watch this video.
I need to see this video.
Amy Schumer. Bet he will like it.
Why?
Why not?
Quiet.
Oh, do you go ghetto? You got a picture of Amy Schumer on your wall.
Yeah.
Knowing you, you actually might like it.
Oh, yeah?
She's definitely a good fucking comedian, though.
Our next poster is Seth Green. Seth is the man he is today because his mom smoked during pregnancy. Please welcome the only person here tonight that wants another Austin Powers movie, Seth Green!
Jane Lynch, seriously, you are one of my favorite comic actors. I don't care what anybody says. Jane Lynch is the funniest man in America. So I'm ready for all of you to come up here tonight and do your stupid jokes about my height. I even spent 5 minutes writing a rebuttal. I would have spent more time, but unlike the rest of you, I have a job. It's on Cartoon Network, but still, I don't have to sleep in my car and wait a year for the next roast. Carrie Fisher is here. Carrie and I go way back to the first Austin Powers movie, where she played a therapist. There's no iron there. Carrie used to be paid a lot to take work as a screenwriter, and now the only scripts she takes are from her friend's medicine cabinet. But I'm really glad you're here. It is a nerd's dream to be on the same show with Carrie Fisher and Amy Schumer, Princess Leia, and Princess Booyah. Amy, at least you got a part in the new Steve Carell movie, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. Congratulations. It's a great change of pace from your usual, Seeking a Dick for the End of the Night. I can't believe Ellen Barkin is here tonight. I got so excited when she looked at me backstage with that sexy, crooked smile. But I actually wasn't sure if she was saying, I'm into you, or help, I'm having a stroke. Jeff Ross is an old friend. He's got a new show on Comedy Central where he roasts the news. It'll be perfect for people who find Jon Stewart too handsome and funny. Look forward to it. Wayne Brady is an old friend of mine, too. People have said on Whose Line Is It Anyway, Wayne Brady wasn't black enough. And so to show people that he's a real player, he got a job as a game show host. Yeah, that's going to show him. Gilbert Gottfried, I don't know why you squint a lot. We're the ones who have to look at you. Katie Segal, I've known you since you've been Married with Children, when I was doing the Facts of Life on the Gower Stage. And now you're a star on the Sons of Anarchy, a show that your husband wrote. You are literally the only actress in Hollywood who got cast on a show by fucking a writer. But I'm here tonight because of Roseanne, our guest of honor. Roseanne, you need another show. You do. You're spending way too much time on Twitter. It's downright annoying. Yeah. I tweet a lot, but you tweet more than Big Bird when he's getting ass raped. The last time I saw Roseanne, she was in a Snickers commercial. Because that's what America is thinking. I want to eat what she's eating. And most of all, Roseanne, I love seeing Princess Leia strangling with a chain at the end of Return of the Jedi.
You know what? I'm going to steal that, and that's going to become my new quote on fucking Facebook.
What's that?
You people tweet more than fucking Big Bird getting ass raped.
Oh, man.
And there we go.
But you've always been an inspiration, and you've never hid anything about yourself, and I love you for that.
Oh, thank you. Our next roaster is Katie Segal. You may remember her for her sitcom Married with Children. She is currently starring in Sons of Anarchy as a vicious criminal.
Which is a very horrible show.
To finally kill her career. Please welcome Katie Segal. Thank you, James. I have been a fan of your work since you were cutting down the redwoods with your big blue ox. I'm not sure if you know this, but Jane came out to her parents in a letter. There hasn't been a letter back unnecessary since the pee in pneumonia. Ellen Barkin is here. Ellen, you are a survivor. When your second marriage fell apart, you didn't sit around feeling sorry for yourself. You took your $40 million settlement. Your $20 million settlement. Whatever.
I keep thinking they're richer than
you.
We
took all that money and you paid someone else to sit around and feel sorry for you. And Amy Schumer, you know, this business can really be tough on women. Many of them develop eating disorders in an effort to be thin. Just. Speaking of things that aren't thin, it's so good to see Seth Green.
But you know, it's funny how Vect is the first one to comment on that on my fucking status there.
Who?
Vect. He goes, "Hey, another reason I don't bother with it."
Yeah.
Being here marks the first time someone your size has been on Comedy Central without Jeff Dunham's hand up their ass. Also really good to see Wayne Brady. Wayne is where kind of talented, kind of funny, kind of black meets. And then there's Jane Lynch. Jane, you were named one of Power Up's 10 amazing gay women in showbiz. Quite an honor, even if there are only 7 of you. Jeff Ross was also on the list after they confused him for being a lesbian. And also for being in showbiz. And I gotta say, it's great to see Roseanne back in the spotlight.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, technically it's 2 spotlights, but you get the idea. Roseanne was a trailblazing comedy.
Y'all can listen to fucking people talk shit out fucking Roseanne. I'm going to take a piss.
That no one has ever seen. I did it on Married with Children the year before. Roseanne broke into the reality world with Roseanne's Nuts, a show about her and boyfriend Johnny Argent running a macadamia farm. Finally, a show that combined America's love for macadamia nuts with their passion for Johnny Argent. Roseanne, I feel honored that you and I broke new ground as TV moms who didn't cook, didn't clean, and didn't make any money. In the 90s, that made you a bad mom. But today, it makes you Mitt Romney's wife. As an advocate for justice, you are willing to speak for the voiceless many, as well as the many voices, all of whom are in your head, telling you to eat it, fuck it, fire it, or run for president. Roseanne, thank you so much for asking me to be a part of
this. Man, I'm surprised fucking Roseanne ain't fucking died yet.
Our next
tour, which makes him the only man who has jerked off in more theaters than Fred Willard. Please welcome the Roastmaster General, Jeff Brock!
Yeah, fantastic! Give it up for your host tonight, Dennis Leary. I think Chris is here from Glee. This is so cool. I love Glee. Jane, it's my favorite show. It really is. Except for the one time they let you sing. I haven't heard sounds that disturbing since I hung out in Sandusky's basement. But too soon for the Glee jokes? Folks, if you're offended by what you see tonight, just do what Joe Paterno did. Look the other way. Again, Jane, thank you for hosting. You are probably the most beloved person in comedy right now. I mean, before the show, I even heard the crowd chanting, Lynch! 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 And that was just during Wayne Brady's introduction. Wait, is that Wayne Brady or did Al Jolson forget to take off his makeup? How did you make a career out of corporate team building exercises? If you're just tuning in, no, this is not a Lifetime original movie. Thank you. Ellen Barkin, you've always been ahead of your time. You were voted hottest woman over 50 at age 36. Carrie Fisher, make yourself comfortable. Chain yourself to Roseanne's chair.
What does that mean? I didn't even get that.
It's a fucking Star Wars joke.
Oh. I didn't even get it.
You should know you're dressed like Yoda's grandma. I'm telling you, this Rose doesn't take commercial breaks. It takes a menopause. Hearing you're very excited about your new pilot, John Travolta. I see the world's ugliest motherfucker, Gilbert Gottfried, is here tonight. You look like Benjamin Button when he was six. Gilbert's kept a low profile since he was fired from Affleck just for writing an insensitive tweet. Gilbert, if you want to tweet about a disaster tonight, tweet about Ellen Barkin's makeup. Too soon.
Oh, too good.
You do. You look beautiful.
Well, this is going nowhere, so I'm going to go finish this off.